I'm proud to have Isabel Dixon, the Economic Mobility Manager at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, with us. And Isabel, welcome to Mile High Magazine this morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
That's quite the title you have there. Your badge must be big if you have to wear a badge, huh, with all that?
Yeah, big badge to get in the building, yeah.
Well, let's talk about, I've never heard of this, that's why we have you here, Isabel, about what is Get Ahead Colorado. Please explain.
Sure. Get Ahead Colorado and Hacia Adelante Colorado are statewide awareness campaigns that can educate people about tax credits and encourage tax filing so people can get the refunds that they are owed. We have a couple of campaign websites at getaheadcolorado.org and haciaadelantecolorado.org that can direct people to three free, easy, and secure ways to file their taxes.
Did you say free and easy?
That's right. Yep. There's three ways there that folks can help themselves do it themselves, or they can connect to an IRS certified tax preparer to file with their phone, or get in-person help at a Colorado Volunteer Income Tax Assistance site or AARP tax aid site location.
I'm telling you, Isabel, right now with the madness going on around the world and in our country, those are two great words, free and easy.
Yeah, and they're secure, too.
And they're secure, too. I'm getting greedy here, I guess. So I know there have been changes, there seems to be anyhow, this year as well, to the child tax credit. So you might want to explain what that is, the child tax credit, and what are the changes?
That's right. Well, this year, the federal child tax credit is $2,000 per eligible child who is between 0 and 16 years in 2023, and up to $1,600 of that is refundable. Parents who use an individual taxpayer identification number or ITIN number can claim it if their child has a Social Security number. And there's also a Colorado state child tax credit this year, and that's for Colorado parents and families who have children or dependents under age six last year. And the amount of income you make impacts whether you can get the Colorado child tax credit.
So the amount you get, does it depend on your income? You do get some, but if you're making more money, you might not get as much?
That's right. And if you qualify for the state child tax credit, you can receive between $200 and $1,200 in addition to the federal credit. So it can really add up.
Boy, I guess so. That's good. I've never heard it quite that way before. Is that all something new?
Well, it changes, it seems, every year.
Yeah.
The child tax credit did go up during the pandemic as part of the recovery, but it's back down to its norm of $2,000 per child, with part of that being refundable.
Oh, that's a nice thing, though. Boy, that would really come in handy these times, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
So, again, who qualifies for these credits?
Well, for the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit, these credits benefit folks who earn lower to moderate incomes and parents and caregivers. And as I said, some are available to people who use an ITIN number. But many people really miss out because they're not aware that they're eligible for these credits. And the earned income tax credit can be up to $7,430 this year. And there is a 50% match from the state for the earned income tax credit for this year only. And many people miss out, including new parents who don't realize they're eligible for the child tax credit, grandparent caregivers, newcomers, non-English speaking communities, and rural families often aren't aware that they're eligible for these credits.
Isabel, that's huge. That's big time numbers.
Yeah, it can really add up. Yep, yep.
I could actually pay some bills.
Yeah.
It's very hard these days, it seems. So, again,
yeah.
You mentioned I'm a grandparent, but you have to be like a caregiver of a grandchild, not just babysitting, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, typically it varies for individual taxpayers. But typically, if a child lives with someone for 6 months or more in the tax year, they would be eligible for that child tax credit. But again, it varies, and it's best to use that online free tax filing software or speak with a tax professional or an IRS-trained volunteer at a VITA site.
Okay, but what's that website again you mentioned early on? You might want to start there.
Yeah, getaheadcolorado.org has trusted, secure information. You can even find a map there of free tax filing sites that are certified by the IRS. And it's in Spanish as well at hacíaadelantecolorado.org.
So it's getaheadcolorado.org is a good place to start if you don't know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Isabel, this is great information. So let's change a little bit. And this will be good for me because I'm not even sure. What is TABOR? And you hear that a lot. And who qualifies for that?
Yeah, this is what we call a TABOR year. So that stands for the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. And it's a Colorado state law that allows eligible Colorado residents to receive a one-time refund for the tax year 2023. So eligible Coloradans can receive a refund of up to $800 or $1,600 for two individuals who file jointly. And they're not mailing a check automatically this year. Eligible Coloradans have to file a 2023 Colorado state individual income tax return or the property tax, rent, and heat rebate application to get their refund. So it's not a direct pay option available this year. And most people should file by April 15th to get that TABOR refund. Many people cannot file late for that, like you can for your tax refund. Some people who had wages withheld can file up to October 15th, but it's safest just to go ahead and get that tax return in by April 15th to get your $800 TABOR refund.
Well, yeah, why leave the money on the table? Let's get to it, huh?
That's right.
So do we go to the same website for more information to find out if you do qualify and what might be some of those qualifications?
Yes, the website gives details about TABOR and the other tax credits and rebates, but if you were at least 18 years old when the tax year 2023 began, and you are not claiming a refund of wage withholding, you should file by April 15th. So you really just have to have lived in Colorado all of 2023 and have been 18 all of 2023 to qualify.
That's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah, not so bad compared to some of the other credits.
Oh, yeah. Well, and let's talk about that. You said there are other tax credits that people need to be aware of that can increase, love that word, increase your refund. And what might those be?
Well, some people qualify for the child and dependent care tax credit if they paid pretty much in child care costs last year. And then there's really a myriad of other credits that can get pretty complicated. There's one that's just for early childhood educators who have a credential. And that's where it's best to either use the software or speak with a professional so that you don't miss out on any of the credits that you might be eligible for. There's quite a few.
Is there really? This is also new to me, and I've lived in Colorado since 1986. And I raised four kids here, and now I have eight grandkids. I should be checking this out.
That's right. That's right. Yep. Well, typically filling out that state tax return and federal tax return calculates it for you because it asks you how many children or dependents you have and how much you earned the previous year. And this is what helps the calculation determine how much you might get in a refund or how much you owe.
So have a lot of these tax credits been around for a long time?
Yes, the earned income tax credit has been around for decades, as has the child tax credit. They just tend to change year to year in the tax code, and sometimes there's a little more on the state side, sometimes more on the federal side, but it's always worth filing to make sure that you get your credits, and you have to file to receive them.
Well, this is a great awareness program we're having here today, and again, that website is goaheadcolorado.org, and a lot of this information that Isabel Dixon is telling us is there. Again, I'm correct about that because people are going to say it can't all be there, but it is all there.
That's right. It's getaheadcolorado.org, and you can read all about the individual tax credits, and you can find a map of free tax filing sites, or you can do it yourself with myfreetaxes.com, which is an IRS-certified free software to file your taxes.
That's great awareness right there. Why does Get Ahead Colorado focus on raising awareness on these credits? Is it really the fact that most people don't even know they exist?
I mean, it's a great question, but really what our financial well-being is drives our health. to a large extent. And so that's why we care about it. And tax credits like the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit support improved economic mobility and family resiliency and long-term health and educational outcomes for Coloradans. So that's why we at the State Health Department are really interested in helping people get their credits and put that money back into their pockets.
Well, it's a great thing. And again, Isabel has the title of Economic Mobility Manager at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. That's what she just mentioned. And the health part of that, I mean, I understand. People are under such great stress. In fact, I was just reading again this very morning about the inflation costs. And, yeah, some are down, but the big inflation cost, the food is still on the way up. Where do you get money for that? This would be a way, wouldn't it, Isabel?
That's right. It can really make a difference for people's bottom lines. As the cost of living, you know, is a struggle for many. The cost of housing in Colorado, as we all know, has been going up, and this is a way that people can get a little bit of relief.
Boy, a little bit of relief. At least sounds like a lot of relief with some of the numbers you're throwing out there, Isabel. You're talking a fair amount of money if you qualify.
That's right, if you qualify.
So, Isabel, again, would you explain to us what the free tax preparation options are available to these families we're talking about?
Sure. If you visit getaheadcolorado.org or asiaadelantecolorado.org, there are free resources and services to get help, free secure help filing your taxes. So you can find a map there of Colorado VITA sites, and those are IRS certified free tax filing sites. AARP sites are there as well. You can also call 211 or visit 211colorado.org to get help with free tax filing. And there is also software there at Get Ahead Colorado that can help you file for free. And you can just click myfreetaxes.com on the website. So there's a few different options there for doing it yourself or getting in-person help.
And when you apply for some of this help, Isabel, it just kind of popped into my head. Do you have to have some kind of identification, a Social Security number, somewhere they can identify if you do qualify for this?
Well, there is information on the website about what documents you need. But yes, you typically need your Social Security card or your ITIN number if that's what you use. And it can vary from the way that you're filing your taxes, what documents you need. But all that information is on the website. Or you can call 211, and they'll help you out there, too.
Yeah, 211 is pretty simple. And the deadlines are typically when taxes are due, around the 15th of April?
That's the best time. Just go ahead with the April 15th deadline so that you can get your Tabor rebate this year. Yep.
Well, Isabel Dixon, thanks so much for coming on Mile High Magazine. And again, it's getaheadcolorado.org for all this information about child tax credits. And a lot of credits you may not even know about, a way for you to get some money back. Good information to have, Isabel, and thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And you guys, too, thanks for listening. It's Mile High Magazine every Sunday here, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.